The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees has called on Europe to help Italy with its growing migrant crisis. So far this year, more than 83,000 asylum seekers have arrived in Italy by sea. That's a 20% increase from the same period last year. And in the past week alone, over 12,000 migrants were rescued in the Mediterranean Sea. That influx has left some Italian politicians threatening to close some ports to rescue ships, forcing other Mediterranean countries to take in more migrants. Italy's Prime Minister has accused other European countries of, quote, looking the other way when it comes to the migrant crisis. But the threat to shut out other nations' rescue ships might just be a bargaining chip. Talks between France, Germany, and Italy on the migrant crisis start Sunday in Paris. The Mediterranean crossing is a dangerous one. The UN estimates more than 2,000 migrants have died or gone missing since the beginning of the year. Many of the migrants crossing are minors. The EU has pledged more financial support for Italy, but it hasn't followed through on a previous plan to relieve the country's migrant crisis. A 2015 plan promised to move 160,000 asylum seekers from Italy and Greece. So far, less than one-fifth of those have been moved.